At Niagara Falls, the United States is the poor relation, and Canada is king. Nature gave Canada the wide-angle view of the majestic waterfall that straddles the border between the two countries, and Canada has most of the visitor comforts on their side of the Niagara River. On the American side, their reliance on heavy industry resulted in many rusted factories in ruin. Yet the story isn't so simple. Commercialism has so proliferated on the Canadian side that it feels like a tired amusement park. To get the best of both Niagaras, hop back and forth between the two countries. A few hundred yards downriver from the falls, cars wait for hours to cross the international border at Rainbow Bridge. But on the walkway, it's a breeze. A 10-minute stroll for 50 cents. This is one of the most scenic saunters you will ever take. Many of the attractions at Niagara Falls are overhyped and disappointing, but the Maid of the Mist tour boats for $15 have been satisfying customers since 1846. But go from the American dock. Not only is the wait shorter, but at the end of the ride, you can take a wet but exhilarating hike to the base of the falls. Surprisingly, this thundering mass of water is only half of the river's natural flow. The other 50% is channeled underground to hydroelectric plants. On the New York side, the visitor to Niagara Falls State Park is delighted to discover vestiges of something like a natural landscape. Commercialism is pushed back, and the hiker is breathtakingly close to the river's edge. For an enticing mix of quiet glades and furious rapids, venture out over charming pedestrian bridges to the tiny Three Sisters Islands above the magnificent Horseshoe Falls.